Hello everyone and welcome back to another video of Pony and Wolf Productions. I am Visual Pony and today we are reading the story Okay So by the author Moon Butters. Please consider supporting our work down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated because it helps to keep the lights on around here and to pay for our bills, which are quite substantial, I might add. So, without further ado, let's get into this story. So there is this mayor. Okay, so there's this pony, right? And she's a mayor. She, her pronouns and all that. So she walks into this bar. No, it wasn't a physical bar. Well, it was an actual bar, but in the sense of a place where they serve drinks and stuff and ponies hang out. And not the structural kind. Or the law exam. I do admit the law exam would be funny, but that's not the point here. So she walks into this bar and sits on a stool and sighs deeply. She looks troubled. The bartender asks her,
"Why the long face?"
Get it? 'Cause she's a pony. Hey, come on, it was funny. A classic. Hey, don't stop reading. See, I can do better, trust me. So the mayor sighs again and looks up at the bartender. He's polishing a glass with a cloth and his wings. He's a Pegasus. So the mayor looks up at the bartender, right? She says to him,
"My work saddled me with too much responsibility."
So the bartender, he says,
"Why the big pause?"
And the mayor cocks her head at him and looks at him funny and replies,
"I don't have paws. I have hooves."
Oh, come on. The puns aren't doing it for you? Okay. I'll try something different. Trust me,
you'll love it.
Alright, so the bartender. He thinks she's messing with him and starts laughing and takes him a few seconds to realize she was serious. So he stops laughing cause he thought she would find it rude. And he just wants to be nice. So he tries to explain it to her.
I meant pause, as in you, didn't say anything for a few seconds. Thought you were making a joke.
This mare, she's understanding, sword. She raises an eyebrow and she says,
"It's no big deal. I'm just kind of out of it right now."
And then she rests her chin on the bar top and closes her eyes. So the bartender, the glass he'd been polishing was clean and polished, so he turned around to swap it with an unpolished glass. So he turns back to this mare and says,
"Well, are you sure now's the best time to have a drink?"
So the mare opens one eye to look at him and she says,
"Yeah, I just do not want to think about it, and I think a drink would help. Appreciate the concern, though."
So the bartender, he gets her a drink, some hard cider, and she picks it up with her hoof and drinks some of it. Yeah, she's a nurse pony, so the bartender, cause she wants to be nice, says to her,
"I might have something to take your mind off of things. I have this friend who's currently in the bathroom. He's a changeling, one of the reformed ones, right? And he has a special talent where he can turn into objects. He also has a pet bird named Tonight that may or may not be possessed by the ghost of an old vocalist. How about that?"
The mare takes another swig of her cider before she replies,
"Sounds interesting, I guess. Say you have any special drinks?"
And then she finishes off her cider. The bartender takes a moment to think, and then he says to her,
"Well, I have this drink I call Melody, because it feels like one in your mouth. And after two, some creatures start singing. It also happens to be my friend's favorite drink. I don't think I mentioned, but his name is Dan."
The mayor also thinks for a moment, more for show cause. Honestly, the melody sounded pretty good to her. She says,
"Well, I'll try a melody then."
And so the bartender makes her one, and she tries it, and he watches her try it with pride, cause he's pretty darn proud of that cocktail concoction. So the mayor goes all, and,
"Wow, this is good,"
and stuff like that, cause it was pretty good. So Dan comes out of the bathroom with a bird on his head. I told you already, but Dan's a changeling and the bird's name is Tonight. I don't know what he was doing in the bathroom with the bird. Not important here. So Dan goes to the bar and sits next to the mayor. Her name is Sandy Dunes. And she said she's drinking a melody, so he says to her,
"Hey, what do you think of the melody? It's my favorite drink from all whiskey here."
And yeah, whiskey is the bartender's name. Should have mentioned that earlier, I guess.
So Sandy finishes off her melody and says to Dan,
"Oh, you must be Dan. I thought the melody tasted pretty good, I guess."
She then asks Whiskey for another, and so Dan pipes up and says,
"I'll take one too."
Whiskey's the clever sort, so he opens a proposition to Dan.
"Let's say I give it to you for free, but you gotta help me cheer up this mare."
So Dan loves his melodies, so he heartily agrees, and he then asks Sandy,
"Say, what can I do to cheer up?"
And she thinks for a moment and asks,
"You can't turn into objects, right?"
And Dan says,
"Sure can."
So Sandy thinks for another moment and then says,
"Could you turn into a piano?"
And Dan chuckles at that, cause it's kind of silly, but still he says,
"I can do that, sure. Might need a melody first, though."
So Whiskey makes three melodies. One for Sandy, one for Dan, and one for himself for the fun of it. And they all drink up. So Dan gets away from the bar, because pianos are kind of large, you know? And he focuses for a moment, and then BAM! He's a piano. So Sandy claps her hoofs and asks,
"Can you play yourself?"
And Dan says,
"Sure can."
And plays a little tune. So Dan's bird, tonight, hears the tune and sings along a little.
And it's amazing.
Sandy loves it, and Whiskey loves it, and Dan loves it. And tonight is a bird, and no pony knows what goes on in a bird's brain. Well, Fluttershy, but still. So Sandy claps her hoofs again, and then she says,
"Maybe you could sing along with your bird."
And Dan starts hemming and hawing, and he says,
"I don't know."
So Sandy gets off of her stool, and she's a little woozy, but she's still feeling better. So she says,
"Sing us a song, you're a piano, Dan. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we are all in a good mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right."
Hello and welcome back to Comment Thomas with your pony, where I will remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated to keep on the lights on around here, because you know you want to keep the lights on around here, because otherwise without light I can't record, because without electricity this computer and this microphone will not work. Anyhow, let me get into the meat of the story, because I don't think I can keep talking like this for very long. So, let's get into this. You know, this kind of sounds like a story that someone who is drunk at a bar would tell me while they're trying to convince me to buy them another beer. That's all I have to say to this. Other than that, it kind of reminds me of Casablanca. And this is all I got to say. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony, and as always, I hope that this video finds you well in body and mind, and that you will be here in the next one.